Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Sit down tonight. I mean, you got a lot. Watch the election. Are there games tonight? Are any games on the docket? Sometimes the leagues take off for election day.
No NBA games tonight. Yesterday, all teams were in action, and it was part of civic engagement night, so no NBA games tonight.
All right, well, you sit down, you grab a Funky Buddha, you watch the election coverage, you watch the college football playoff committee reveal that begins at 7 p.m. I mean, we got a lot of action tonight. You sit down with a Funky Buddha or go to the tap room in Oakland Park. Enjoy some yucca tots and all the great menu offerings that they have. Make a note, November 21st, official Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. That is November 21st. That is the official watch party. We talked about plenty of stuff today. I never got to this. This was a couple days old from Ira in the Sun Sentinel. I'm just asking you, Solana. Someone had emailed in. This was after the Dwayne Wade statue thing. Ira, I saw your tweet that Dwayne Wade said Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James should be the next three players getting statues. It was interesting that he didn't mention Udonis Haslam, but Pat Riley did. This is what Ira responded. I was just curious what your thoughts were. One thing about Pat Riley in such moments, such as the Dwayne Wade statue dedication ceremony, is that he has a way of offering flowers off the cuff in the moment, particularly to those in attendance. The players named by Dwayne in response to a whimsical question that drew a smile are all-time NBA icons. Steph at Golden State, LeBron in Cleveland, although I'm not sure Kevin Durant has strong enough ties to merit a statue from any specific franchise. As for the Heat, it took 37 years for the team's first statue to be erected. There's nothing wrong in waiting additional decades to decide who is next. This is not a jersey being retired. Until this team gets back to championship heights, the debate likely will stand both as moot and as singular. A street or other civic honor for Udonis, certainly, but a statue is a completely different level, with all due respect. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I think he made it pretty clear that there's going to be something special for Udonis coming up. But man, like when you're thinking statues.
Statue is the ultimate. I mean, if you walk into the Staples Center, whatever it's called in LA, like you're talking the legends of the game. And it's, I don't know, is that a higher honor? Is that the highest honor that a franchise can give a player? More than retiring their number.
Oh, for sure.
Is the highest honor a statue?
That or what they did for Riley, which is name the court after him.
Right.
Or name the arena.
Well, he'll have a statue one day, don't you think?
For sure. Yeah. Like, if even if he doesn't want to be around when they do it, I don't mean like, you know, waiting for him to pass away. I just mean waiting for him to retire and then they'll honor him that way.
We got you. I don't think that needed any explanation.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like they're going to honor him in a very, in at some point they're going to honor him for sure. Yeah.
With a statue.
But I think the question to Wade specifically, I was there, was like what players around the league should get a statue. And he was talking about
Steph Curry's one. Would you give Steph Curry a statue while he's still playing?
They should. Hey, give him four titles. Why not? I'm all for that stuff, man. Like the idea that you have to wait for a player to retire to hang his jersey. Dwayne Wade should have had his jersey retired when he came back to Miami. Why not? Like while he's playing. It's such a weird thing.
Is there any team that would give Kevin Durant a statue?
Man, I don't know. Oklahoma City.
You can't give him one in Golden State, right?
But
that's Steph.
He won them two titles.
I know, but Steph Curry is more recognizable as a Warrior. I would give one to Steve Kerr before I'd give one to KD.
For sure he is. I'm not arguing that, Hawk, but I mean, he won them two titles. He was part of two of the best NBA teams ever. I'm not telling you they're going to, but I could see them doing that.
I don't think he's a beloved member of the Warriors. I think Klay and Draymond are probably more beloved, you know, by San Francisco and Oakland fans than him, no?
For sure. Everybody's pissed off that he ended up leaving. They could have continued to win titles. That core would probably still be together with a couple more rings if he didn't decide to go to Brooklyn to try to replicate it with Kyrie Irving. But I don't know.
Alert.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, maybe blame Draymond Green.
Guy could have stayed at Golden State and won title after title.
The Draymond statue should be him punching Jordan Poole.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. That's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I could see Oklahoma City not even retiring his jersey, let alone a statue.
I mean, there's no love lost there, and he didn't win them anything.
Nothing.
They went to a finals.
Went to one finals. They had a 3-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. He blew it, and then he joined the team that beat him up 3-1. Yeah. I don't think they're going to retire his jersey. I don't think so. All right, Hawk, so let's just recap today. We'll start with the NFL trade deadline. The Dolphins stood pat. They did not make any trades. They didn't add anybody, and they didn't trade away anybody either. So this idea that at 2-6 they'd be sellers.
What you get.
Yeah, they're riding with this unit. The idea that they'd be sellers after dropping two straight with Tua, throw that out the window. And this idea that they were going to go try and improve their roster, also throw it out the window.
All right.
The only there were a couple trades around the NFL that I guess were interesting, but like nothing major, man. Let's see. I have them written down here. Tre'Davious White, Pro Bowl cornerback, is headed to the Ravens. So Ravens obviously feel really good about their team. Everybody's really high on the Lions. And everybody's really high on the Ravens right now.
Ravens look like they're clicking. Lions have looked like they've been clicking all season long. There's some good football teams this season. There are also some really bad football teams this season.
It's honestly ridiculous.
I think KC and Detroit, that to me is like the – that almost seems preordained.
It's ridiculous, though, that Derrick Henry is a Baltimore Raven. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the stats against Denver. And I know we all think of Denver as being not good. They were 5-3 before that game. So whatever it is they're doing with Bo Nix, like low-key kind of works. But, I mean, he's just running over everybody, man.
Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown, is such a money bet right now.
Until we bet it.
Right.
And then the other big news, I guess, was Marshawn Lattimore headed to the Commanders. They're trying to win the NFC East with a rookie quarterback. We didn't talk yesterday about Saquon Barkley hurdling somebody backwards.
There were videos today, I don't know if you watched it, of the Eagles sideline watching him as he does it. And then you see them reacting, and it's insane. Like, they can't believe what they just witnessed.
Crazy, man. Just crazy. They look good again, too. They got the victory. I know it's Jacksonville, but they got the victory.
I don't believe in them, though.
No. All right, so the Heat lost yesterday. Brutal loss. They had the win in their hands, and De'Aaron Fox missed a bunny that would have put the Kings ahead with like 2 seconds left. Sabonis grabs the board, puts it back up, and with 0.7 seconds left, beats the Miami Heat. The Heat had a chance for like a catch-and-shoot three. Rozier fell short. So Miami's 3-3. They're on the road at Phoenix tomorrow. They're at Denver Friday. They're at Minnesota Sunday. Tough 6-game road trip ahead for the Miami Heat.
All right.
Canes Hoops won yesterday as well. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson in the season opener. I've said that university's name four different ways and all had losses. Four different.
Yep.
Yeah. They blew them out. Next game will be against Binghamton on Sunday. Chiefs won yesterday. They beat the Buccaneers in overtime. They're 8-0. Canes tonight. We find out at 7 p.m. the first college football playoff poll will be released. Kind of gives you an idea, Hawk, at how football in general feels about where they stand in American society. Because CFP could have just moved it to tomorrow, considering the election is tonight, like the presidential election is tonight.
They're
like,
this is so much more important.
Yeah, we're good.
I think this is more important.
And Panthers are off until Thursday. They host the Predators. Inter-Miami will play Saturday. Big-time game for them. They must win to advance in a do-or-die situation.
Is there any thought that they get bounced in the first round? I mean, I'm guessing they were the one seed going in.
Yeah, they literally broke the record for all-time points with the supporter shield. But Atlanta's played them well two times. Two times they've played them well. So tonight, 7 p.m., Canes are number four in the AP poll. We're kind of expecting them to be like in that realm, four or five, undefeated at 9-0. Don't forget, their game against Georgia Tech Saturday is a noon kickoff. All right, Hawk, finally, I've been waiting to...
looking for an Inter-Miami line.
Unleash this bad boy on you all day. So I found several rankings of donut chains. And MASH.com has
one. By the way, Inter-Miami's a minus 240 favorite.
Yeah. Bro, them losing... You remember when the Heat took out the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round and nobody could believe it?
That would be akin to this?
It would. It would be one of the biggest upsets in sports history, let alone MLS soccer history, sports history. Messi and his team break a record for points. They're the one seed and they lose in the first round of the playoffs. Like, it would be a massive upset.
The Heat, by the way, 5.5-point underdogs tomorrow night in Phoenix.
You know, who plays on Phoenix, right?
Let's see. Phoenix. Got that Durant guy.
Mm-hmm. Dan Marley, of course.
Dan Marley, mm-hmm. Right.
Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Nash.
Enjoy his work.
Now, your boy, Bradley Beal. Bradley.
Believable.
All right, so here we go. 15 of the best donut chains ranked. I chose this one because it's controversial as hell. MASH.com. 15 is Dunkin' Donuts. Already ridiculous.
Okay.
14, Timmy Ho's, Tim Hortons.
All right. Okay. Seems low, too.
Yeah. Then it's a bunch of donut shops I've never heard of. Yum Yum Donuts at 13.
Nope.
Legendary Donuts at 12.
Never heard of it.
Honeydew Donuts, Daylight Donuts, The Dapper Donut, Lamar's Donuts.
Nope.
Winchell's Donut House.
Winchell's used to be big in Chicago when I was growing up, but I didn't even know Winchell's still existed.
Five Daughters Bakery.
Nah, that's going under.
Voodoo Donut.
They actually had that in Georgia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
All right. Anyways, let me just jump ahead to number one. It is Krispy Kreme Donut.
Yeah.
And the donut that they chose as the best donut was the glazed donut with chocolate frosting on top.
Yeah. I mean, it is the premier donut in the world. It's one of the few things I think is crosses partisan politics. Everyone can agree that that donut is the best donut. What do they have as the number two chain?
The number two chain was another one that I had never heard of. Top Pot Donuts.
Hmm.
You've inspired me, though, Hawk, today. I want a fresh Krispy Kreme donut. So I'm going to head over to Publix, and I'm going to go right to the section where they sell the fresh, delivered daily Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm going to get a fresh Krispy Kreme at Publix today.
Right. Except none of those are fresh. If you want to get a fresh Krispy Kreme donut, you go to Krispy Kreme, look for the hot now sign, and grab one of those bad boys.
Yeah.
You go to Publix, you'll get a Krispy Kreme donut that was made many, many hours before.
No, they're fresh. They're delivered daily. I I'm headed right over to Publix for a fresh Krispy Kreme. I can't wait.
All right.
I hope Gino's listening because it just drives him nuts. Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy. There's been some rain on and off, so drive safely. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. Hawk, that is your 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Made it through an election day Tuesday and NFL trade deadline day. Not any real action across the league. Certainly not for the Miami Dolphins. Didn't do anything. And we're just a couple hours away, actually just an hour away from the college football committee rankings for the first time. So we'll see where the Hurricanes are. My guess is around 4, maybe 5. I don't think they're going to be higher than number 4, but you never know. We shall see. You never know what criteria they're working with over there. Speaking of college football, Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight on this very radio station. Then a little high school football action with Larry Bluestein as well. So you got a good night of, you want to escape the politics tonight? Yeah, hunker down with your favorite local AM radio station. Listen to some Hurricane Hotline and High School Sports Report. Time of your life. Before we get out of here this evening, let me talk about Cricket Outdoor Living. Said it a million times, your home is your castle. But you know what happens? You're there. It's year after year after year. All of a sudden, the front yard, the backyard just doesn't feel like your castle anymore. It's just like old and run down. You can do something about it. You can call Cricket Outdoor Living and turn your outdoors back into your dream outdoors, because they do it all from the back of the house to the front of the driveway. I always say no job is too big, no job is too small. They do outdoor kitchens and aluminum pergolas, grills, artificial turf. They can remodel your current pool. They can install a brand new pool. They can design a brand new pool for you if you so desire. Cricket Outdoor Living, maybe your driveway, the pavers are sinking or shifting or lifting. You can let Cricket Outdoor Living repair it, make your driveway look new again. I point out artificial turf. You know, we all know how difficult it is to keep a green lawn in South Florida. You get artificial turf, you've got the perfect looking lawn 365 days a year. Call Ariel. He can work magic. He is the owner. He's extremely helpful, extremely knowledgeable about making your outdoors look great again. And tell him you heard us talking about him on WQAM. He's going to treat you like a king. Call Ariel at Cricket Outdoor Living, 786-518-1091, 786-518-1091, or check out the website cricketpavers.com. All right. Hope everybody had a great election day. Let's make it a safe election night. Love your neighbors tomorrow, no matter who wins. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.